We're standing here, Chodesh Elul, Chodesh Elul, which is a zman, where people are mizboinen and are maharer in different inyonim, they are shayach to the inyan of tshuva. And the emes is, that is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Chodesh Elul, as we find in the Poskim, we find in the Tor, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, that Chodesh Elul is considered Yemei HaRachamim VeHaSlichos. It's a time where a person has to be mefashish b'masav, and he has to try to find ways how to fix the things which are problematic in his life. We find in the Mata Ephraim, who writes that in Chodesh Elul, a person should make a cheshbon ha-nefesh on a daily basis, twice a day, he says, and see all the places that need bedikah, every place that he needs to fix. That is the zman why we have Chodesh Elul, and that is the reason why that's the avoider of Chodesh Elul. The only problem that we have with this inyan is that many times a person finds himself in Chodesh Elul in the exact same place where he has been a year ago, and 2 years ago, and to some people 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and counting. The question is, L'chayre, it almost seems like L'imotzinu yadeinu v'ragleinu v'beis ha-medrash, it almost feels like a chuche tlila, that every time we have the same hirur tshuva, we make the same kabbalas, and by the time Sukkos is over, together with the sukkah boards, we put away all our hirur tshuva, and until the next Chodesh Elul, we don't revisit them. There's a pshat that I once saw in a sefer on the posuk, Mikaf regel va'ad roish ein bimasoim. So it's like the pshat azoi. B'derech klal, a yid comes Elul Tishrei, we all gather in his oirus, and then, unfortunately, it doesn't always last. So he said pshat, Mikaf regel, from the end of Yom Tov, sukkahs, va'ad roish, until the next Rosh Hashanah, ein bimasoim. Because basically, it's a cycle, it's a vicious cycle. The shaila is, how can we taka make our the Chodesh Elul and our Hirur Tshuva should be something that lasts? So in order to be able to try to find a solution, first we have to understand, why taka is it that way? Why is it that people find themselves at the exact same spot and at the exact same place where they were a year ago? So let's try to think a little bit in this inyan, how does the Yetzer Hara deal with Chodesh Elul? Now we all know that the Yetzer Hara was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of the Bria. The Medrash in Parshas Bereishis on the Pasuk, Vayara Elokim es kol asher asa, v'hineh toiv ma'od. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayochel looked around, and he was mizboinen in the Bria, and he saw, as koil asher osa, v'hineh toiv ma'od, it's gevaldik. So the Medrash says, what's toiv ma'od? One pshat, there are a few pshatim. One pshat says the Medrash, toiv ma'od za yetzahara. The yetzahara is toiv ma'od. So the question is, the yetzahara is toiv ma'od? Wouldn't the world be a much better place without the yetzahara? Why is the yetzahara, why is that toiv ma'od? So the Mufarshim explained the obvious. This world, as the Masilas Yesharim explains, is not the tachlis of why a person was created. This world is only a means to an objective. It's not the objective itself. Says the Masilas Yesharim, how can a person even think, even have a havamina, that this world is the tachlis? If this world will be the tachlis, how is it possible that there's so many problems in this world? It's such a world with so many issues and so many things that people go through. It can't be that this world is the tachlis. Elamai says in Mesubas Yishorim, this world is only a means to an objective, as the Mishnah teaches us in Avos. Ha'olam hazeh is froizder b'fnei olam haba, haskin atzmacha b'froizder k'dei shetikonos l'traklin. The tachlis of a person is olam haba. The tachlis of each neshama is that he should reach his level and his madreig in olam haba. However, if a person would not go through the olam hazeh, it would be nahama de chasuf, it would be bread of shame, because he didn't earn his keep. By being in this world and trying to conquer what the taivas olam hazeh and all the nesiyonis of this world, that is what brings the neshama to its tachlis in the next world. So if that's the case, this is what the Torah tells us. Because the Yetzer Hara is what enables a person to taka reach his tachlis, because on the one hand he has the Yetzer Hara, on the other hand he knows the score, and therefore this is our avoida in this world. Being that the case, how does the Yetzer Hara deal with Chodesh Elul? When people are on holidays, he has no problem. He can also relax, because it's not so hard to make a person veer off the path. However, when it comes Chodesh Elul, and people start to have Hirurei Tshuva, and people start being Mefashish v'Maseyim, and people try to be Mesakenes Maseyim, how does the Yetzer Hara deal with all these Hisharas, and all of these Inyonim? How does he deal with it? So Rabbeisai, I will tell you a very simple way how the Yetzer Hara deals with all our Hisharas and all the Hirurei Tshuva that we have. He tells a person, Yankel, you can have as many Hirurei Tshuva as you want. And not only that, but the more the better. And you will come Yom Kippur, you will come to Shul, and as it is, we have 22 Osius, Al-Chait. Each Os has two things that Al-Chait. We have 44 Al-Chaits plus Al-Chatoim. That's not enough for you. You have to bring a list with all different kinds of Aleph Beis and different kinds of things that you're going to do tshuva. And you are going to maybe kabbal upon yourself that you're going to be masakin from Aleph to Tov, and not once, but many times over, many different things in Aleph Beis. And this is what you're going to work on this coming year. 60, 70, 80 things, and this is going to be a year, as the Svarim HaKdoshim say pshat, there's a pasuk in Parshas Ekev that says, Mereshis Hashona, in Hashem Elokech Haba, Mereshis Hashona, Bad Achre Shona, that the Svarim say, Mereshis, in the beginning, people think, Hashona, this year is going to be the year, Azantzen Azelechts, Bad Achres, Shona, they realize, Nacha Yuriz Darech, Gunish Ovgetin. So pshat is, the Yetzer Hara, he lets a person feel guilt, and Adarabba, the more the better, and you should take it, feel guilty, and you should be makabel upon yourself a whole bucket list, or a whole, whatever you want to call it, a laundry list, top to bottom, all these things I'm going to be masakin this year. And by doing that, the Yetzer Hara has a guarantee that by the time Sukkot is over, and it's Cheshvan, Kislev, it's all gone, a person, how is it possible for a person to work on so many things? And because of that, and another year passes, and a person can find himself 60, 70, 80, he's still makabel upon himself the same things he was makabel when he was 17 and 18, because it's impossible for a person to fix and all these problems all in one year. What is the Eitzah? If we want to outsmart the Eitzah Hara, the Eitzah is very simple. A person, Avada, there are Hilchas Tshuva, and a person, if anyone did an Avera, a person has to do Tshuva, and there's the minimum that we have to do. But as far as accepting upon oneself to work and to change, we should take one thing, and only one thing, which this thing we are going to work on a whole year. Let's take, for example, who isn't mekabel upon himself not to speak Lashon Hara? Everyone is mekabel upon himself, and we're not going to speak Lashon Hara. It's one of the Al-Chayt, Al-Chayt Shechatana Lefanecha, Lashon Hara. Now what's then? In order for a person to be able to eradicate And to be oikim and ashoirish, the inyan of speaking Lashon Hara, it's not stama Kabbalah, it's avoida. It's a major work that a person has to work on himself, whether by learning the Chofetz Halachas, and by chazering and internalizing the message of the Chofetz Chaim, and be'emes become a different person. Because the yesoid and the shoirish of speaking Lashon Hara is, people like to, this is something, there's a taiva in speaking Lashon Hara. A person has to work on himself to be able to be on a different level, not to want to speak Lashon Hara, and not to be interested in hearing slander about other people. So this is something which takes work. If a person would be mekabel upon himself, that this coming year, Tovshin Ayin Ches, is going to be a year where I will be work on myself, literally and actually find ways how to be oiker, the yesoid of the Lashon Hara in me, and by the next year, we can have a guarantee that if he's serious and Itaka does it properly, by next year it will be a totally different person. And then, the next year, he'll take another thing which is something that takes work, and he'll work on that, and then again and again, by the time we're 60, 70, and 80, we will be ahead of the game, because it might take time. The 40, 45 things that we speak in Al-Khayt about, and the many other things that we add, it takes time. But if we take one a year, and we're oikert min ha-shoyrish, then we'll be much more ahead of the game. And this is the trick, how to be able to stick to any kabbalas that were makabal, to stick to it, work on it, find ways, and then we're on to the next level. This is the yesoid of how a person is able to take the Chodesh Elul and all the Yisoras and all the Inyonim that a person goes through, and take be moitzit min hakoyach al hapoil and take it to the next level. Now, we find in this week's parsha, which we just read, Parsha's Kiseitze, where the Torah says, Kiseitze la malchom aloivecho, unesonoi Hashem aloikecho biyodecho v'shaviso shivyo. So all the Mefarshim learn pshat that the Torah Gdush is meramas melchemes hayetze. They all bring the Gemara in Masechtas Sukkah, Masechtas Kiddushin, where the Gemara says, Omar Rish Lakish, Yitzur Shel Adam is Gabra Olof Kol Yoyim, Shenemar Tzoyfer Osha La Tzadik, Imavakish La Misoi, Belulay HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizra, Ine Yocholoi, Shenemar Hashem Lo Yazvenu Biyodoi. So the Mefarshim explain that this is what we find in this week's parasha. Kiseitzel HaMilchom Aloivecho. You have to go out against the Yitzhahara, and then Unasanoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lila HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizra Eine Yochalo. However, the Torah says, V'shavisa Shivyoi, which all the Mefarshim have a hard time explaining, what exactly is V'shavisa Shivyoi? It should have said V'shavisa Shevi. What's Shivyoi? Shivyoi is a Loshen Yochid. But according to what we just explained, Kenef Shazayin, that this is what the Torah is Meramas here. The Torah is Meramas, do you know how you can conquer the Yetzirah? Do you know what the trick and the tool of Inasonai Hashem Elokecha V'yadecha? The Shavisa Shivyoi. Take one captive, which is one thing at a time. Because if you're going to take one thing at a time, that is going to guarantee that that thing is going to be in Gansen Nekar from you, and next year you'll be ready to work on the next thing. We find the same concept in Parshas Nitzavim, where the Torah Kedusha gives us the Parsha of Tshuva. Now the Torah speaks about the inyan of Tshuva, v'hoyekip t'yavoy olecha kol advar ma'ele, v'shayvoy so'el levavecho, v'shafta ad Hashem alekecho, and this Parsha we can find in the Sidurim, at the back, it's called Parshas HaTshuva. Now, at the very end of the Parshas HaTshuva, the Torah says, ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois, asher noichim metzavacha ha-yoy, loy nifleisim imcha, v'loy rechoykahi. In other words, the Torah is talking to a person and trying to calm him down. That a person might think that when he looks at the whole avodah that's in front of him and what's ahead of him, it feels unattainable, it feels so far-fetched. So the Torah says, no, loy nifleisim imcha, loy bashamayim hi, v'loy me'ev alayam hi, ki karev eilecha hadova ma'oid, v'ficha evilvavcha la'asoysa. Now, there's an interesting machlokes with Shoinim. What is pshat in ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois? What is the Torah referring to, ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois. So the Ramban brings a pshat that ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois goes al kol ha-Torah kula. The Torah is speaking about taryag mitzvahs. And the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do taryag mitzvahs. We shouldn't think that it's impossible to do. We shouldn't think like some people say, oh, it's so hard, I can't. It's no such thing. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us, it's loy bashamayim, loy me'evel hayam, and kikarev elecha adov ha-mo'id. Says the Ramban that it doesn't make sense to him, he says, v'hanochoim ki al kol ha-Torah yoimar kol ha-mitzvah. We don't find that the Torah should refer to the entire taryag mitzvahs in the lashon of a mitzvah hazois. We have plenty of psukim that say kol ha-mitzvah asher enochem etzavcha. So why is the Torah telling us on the whole Torah ki ha-mitzvah hazois? Elamai says the Ramban that ki ha-mitzvah hazois goes on the mitzvah of tshuva, avat tshuva neskeres v'shevo yisrael lo bebecho v'shavta l'shem alakecho, and the Torah is telling us that loy niflesi v'loy rechoyko kikor. So we have a machlokes. According to what we explained before, kenef shezayin, that it's not such a big machloikis. Because even though the Torah is referring to the entire Torah, so the kasha is, if the Torah is referring to the entire Torah, why does the Torah express itself in a loshon of ki ha-mitzvah hazois? The teretz is, because the Torah is speaking here of parshas ha-tshuva, which means that we're talking here about people that... In other words, people weren't always doing the Ratzon Hashem, and now HaKadosh Baruch is saying that you will take it to heart, you'll take it to heart and you'll do tshuva. So now the Torah HaKadosh is coming to teach us and tell us, Rabbeisai, you want to do tshuva, you also can avoid this tshuva. Let me tell you how and what is the proper way to approach the Avodas HaTshuva. The Avodas HaTshuva is Ki HaMitzvah HaZois, which means, yes, we have Taryag Mitzvahs, and there's no such thing as, while I'm working on this Mitzvah, I'm potter from another Mitzvah. No, you have to do entire Taryag Mitzvahs, whatever is applicable, you have to do. However, in the Avodas HaTshuva, which means if you want to be able to change, you want to be able to work on yourself, and that it shouldn't stand be again and again and again the same cycle, repeating the same cycle over and over again of being makabel kabbalas and not being able to keep them. Zog the Torah Kedoshet, you know how to do it. Ki ha-mitzvah hazois. You do one thing at a time, beloshin yochid, because that is the only way that you will be'ezes Hashem be able to conquer the entire Torah. And we find the same concept we find in a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Perash HaMishnayis, on the Mishnah of Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakas Es Yisrael, Lefika Chirba Lahem Torah Mitzvahs, so all the Mepharshim ask, L'chayre, it's a paradox here, because usually if you tell a person, I want to give you a big schos, I want to give you a gift, and then all of a sudden, Chirba Lahem Torah Mitzvahs, L'chayre hirvelam Torah mitzvahs is something that makes it hard for us. That's the kasha that the Rambam asks. So the Rambam explains that what the Tana is trying to tell us here is that b'derech klal, when a person takes one mitzvah and he does that mitzvah ad hasof and he's mekayim it all the way v'ab b'chlal, says the Rambam, through that he has an ability to, he has a guarantee in olam haba. Because that is what's going to help him to keep the entire Torah. As I said, the Rambam. So pshat is that sometimes through one mitzvah, a person, that is sort of the key. That is sort of the way a person enters into the inyan of kima Torah v'amitzvahs. And now, again, we're not saying that a person, while he's working on Lashon Hara, that he doesn't have to keep Shabbos, he doesn't have to keep other mitzvahs. However, a person has to keep entire Tariag mitzvahs. But here we're not talking stam about keeping. We're not talking stam about mitzvahs hanoshim elumada. We're talking here about being koine, acquiring, and that this mitzvah should become part of him. The only way to do it properly is if a person is able to internalize it and work on it. And this is what the Torah says. Do you know what is going to be your mahalach to be able to be koine and to take become a proper bal tshuva? Ki ha-mitzvah hazois. The entire Torah, you have to do it in a oifen of mitzvah hazois. Now, we have something very interesting. Because according to what we just explained, what is the yesoid of doing tshuva? The yesoid of doing tshuva is not only that a person has charata al ha'ovar and kabbalah al ha'osid and aziva sachet, which is the minimum of doing tshuva. Because as we said before, what guarantee do we have that it's not going to happen again? But if a person works on it, so now it's a totally different person. It's not the same person because he already was oiker the yesoidus and the shiroshim of why he was doing the averis till now. With this yesoid, we can explain a very shver Rambam. And shver is not mitzad Rambam. The Rambam is gevaldi. For us, it's very shver to be mekayim this Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, in Perek Beis, speaks about Mahi ha-tshuva? What's the real tshuva? Mahi ha-tshuva? So the Rambam says, Shiyazav achoy techetoy, a person should be oizav esachet. That's the first thing. If you're doing an avera, you have to stop. You have to leave go. That's aziv esachet. V'yasireni mimachshavtoy, you have to completely remove it. In other words, you have no shachas to this avera anymore. V'yigmar belibo shelo yaseyu oid, kabbalah la'osit, you have to be mekabel that you're not going to do it again. You have to have charata. So basically the Rambam is saying that the three steps of doing tshuva is aziva sachet and kabbalah ala osid and charata ala over. Then the Rambam adds, the yeid olav yoidea talumos shelo yoshev lezeh hachet la'olam. That in the proper way of doing tshuva and having charata ala over is ba'oifen that the Yodea Talumot, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu that knows everything that's hidden, is able to be made that this person will not return to this Avera La'olam. Now, as we said before, the Rambam is very clear, he brings a Pasuk, but for us, it's a Shver Rambam. How is a person able to be in a Madrega that Yeid Olav Yodea Talumot Shelo Yoshev L'Kisloid? I mean, how is such a thing Shaykh? You have the biggest tzaddikim that were nichshel and they did tshuva. Chazal tell us, Imre Issa, Talmud Chochem, Sha'over Avera Balaylo, Al Tahara Achra Vayoim, Shem Osa Tshuva, Shem Osa Tshuva, says the Gemara, Vada Osa Tshuva. Does that mean that he can be nichshel again? A person can be nichshel again. So how is it that the Rambam is telling us a chiddush here, that in the proper tshuva, Ma'i HaTshuva, is that it should be in such a oifen of Yeid Olav Yodea Talumos Shelo Yoshev Lezeh Achet La'olam. But according to what we explained, it's very geschmack. Because Avada, a person is a human being, and Ein Tzadik V'Oretz Asher Yaseh Tov V'Lo, a person can always be Nichshon. The Shaila is, if his Kishlan, and the fact that he did the Avera again, is it doing the Avera again, or is it a new Metzias? In other words, if a person, all he did was that he made tshuva and he had charata and he was mekabel, and then Sukkot is over and the winter comes in and people get busy with their lives and he's nichshel again, then it's again. However, if a person works on it and he's mesaken and he's oikem and ashorish the whole metzias, so if it happens again, it's not again. It's never. It can happen. So basically, what the Rambam is telling us here is that the proper way of doing tshuva is that this person is not going to do this again. Why? Because he took away the reason and the sibba. If a person takes away the reason why he was nichshel in the first place, then there's no reason why he should be nichshel. If he's nichshel another time, it's not again. It's a new metzias. So this is what the Rambam is teaching us. The Rambam is teaching us that in order for a person to be zoicha to tshuva, maya tshuva, tshuva is that it has to be in such a way that yeid olav yodea talumos shelo yoshev lezeh achet, that this person will not return to this chet because he has no reason for it, because he was oiker the siva and he took away the whole shoirish of it. And if it happens in another time, it's a new metzias. But again, as we explained, the yisod is that a person has to be able to be oicher. The proper tshuva is not only to change and not only to not do. The proper tshuva is to change and become a different person. Now we can bring a raya to this yisod from another Rambam, which is Mamash Gavaldi. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Zayin Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam writes as well, Al Toimar She'ein HaTshuva Ela Me'aver She'esh Behem Maisa. Don't say that Tshuva is only applicable to Averas that have a Maisa, Kegon Znus, Gezel, Geneva. No, but then says the Rambam, K'shem She'tzorech Odom Loshuv Me'elu, Kachu Tzorech L'chapes B'deyes Roes She'esh Loi, V'loshuv Me'hen. The Rambam says that a person also included in the Avodas HaTshuva is working on one's Midas. And the Rambam has Kegon, a person has to work on Kas, on Kina, on Redifas HaMomoin, Redifas HaKovoit, Redifas HaMacholois. Min HaKol Tzorech Lachzor B'Tshuva. The Rambam uses the Lashon of Tshuva. In other words, a person working on his anger, working on his Taivas, is all included in Avodas HaTshuva. And the Rambam says, Ve'elu ha'avoinus koshim me'oisin she'esh behen ma'isa. And the Rambam doesn't say, because working on a midah is harder. He says, because of a different reason, she'vizman she'odam nishka be'elu koshahu lifrosh. So the shaila is, how can the Rambam put together avoidus hamidus with tshuva on gezel and znus? L'chayre, the way we understand tshuva, a person is nishal in Gezel or Znus, so what does he do? Comes Yom Kippur, and he says, Al-Chei Chechotanu Lufanecha on Gezel, that is the Charota, and that is the Vidui, and the Charota, and then he has Kabbal ala Osid, and Gigan Gavaita, and Naziva Sachet, and he's a Baal Tshuva. But if a person does that, Al-Chei Chechotanu Lufanecha Bekas, that he was the Koyas, we all understand that it's a big joke. So why shouldn't you get angry as soon as you walk home, walk through your door, and the cake isn't ready, cut up? Why shouldn't you get angry right Matzah Yom Kippur? What is going to change? What changed in you if a person has an anger problem? Why is it that just because he says Al Chait Shechatanu Lefanecha Bekas that he should change? Everyone understands that in order for a person to be able to say that I did tshuva on kas means that he worked on him. And he was oikered the shoyrish of the middle of kas that he has in him, the temper that he has, and therefore he's about tshuva. But the Rambam puts it together with the tshuva on the other averis. So we see from here that the Rambam learned that the inyan of doing tshuva on gezel and on znus is not enough that a person should be say, I have charota and mekabel and gegangen weiter. In order for him to be a proper Baal Tshuva, he has to be'emes, be oiker the etzem inyan of gezel and znus, and work on it. And it takes time to work on in order for a person to be able to be a proper Baal Tshuva, and that is why the Rambam puts it together with the inyan of the middas. Because middas, we all understand that it takes work as well as these averas. In order for a person to be able to be a proper Baal Tshuva, he has to work on it. It's not enough that a person should just say, I'm sorry, but he has to work on it. And as obviously, it's impossible to take more than one a year, because it takes time for a person to be able to be oiker these things. Now, we find a very interesting yisoid. Where do we find that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and this is our avoda? So we find a very interesting thing, which the Mefarshim elaborate, and there are many different terutzim, but there's a very starke kasha that the Mefarshim ask when it comes b'negeya, the Chazal that tell us about Matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to all the umois, Hashem is Sinai Bo, Vazarach Meser Lomo, Yafiyah Mehar Poron. So Chazal tell us that what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why was he in Poron, why was he in Seir? So Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to the Goyim and he offered them the Torah. So he went to Seir and he told them, I want to give you the Torah. So Esav asked, what's in the Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Loisirtzach. So they said, what do you mean, al harbo chasichya, that's our thing, we can't. So he went to Yishmael, and he offered them, what did they say? It says, Loisignoiv. So they said, what do you mean? The Torah says, Yodei Bakoil. So, you know, we can't just, you know, Loisignoiv, that's our thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to call Israel. So the Mepharshim asked, Gavaldige Kasha, L'chayre, all the things that Chazal tell us, Loisirtzach, Loisignoiv, and there was another Umad, Loisinov, all these are various of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Loisirtzach is Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, Loisignoiv is Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, Loisinov is Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would come and tell them, I'm giving you Shabbos, and they would say, I'm sorry, we can't keep Shabbos. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, I'm giving you Machalos Asuras. Fine, we can understand. The Goyim didn't want. But all the things that they were offered, and the reason why they refused was because of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. So if that's the case, what's going on here? So I saw a beautiful pshat that the Emes is Azoi. Avada in Avada, let's take, for example, the Indian of Lois Sirtzach. Lois Sirtzach in itself is an ugly Indian. In other words, it's something which is, in society, it's totally unacceptable. So obviously, there's a Sheva Mitzvah. But does that mean that the Goy has to despise Ritzicha? Does that mean that the Goy should say, Ritzicha is against my nature? No. He is a Ritzach, al harbo chasichya. No, but then, he has to refrain, he has to hold himself back from doing what he wants to do. The same as with Loisignoiv. Does it mean that they have to have a sinner, they have to have sort of hate the Indian of Geneva? No. They can do it, but it doesn't mean that it's not their mahos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the Goyim and told them, I want to give you the Torah, and in it says Loisirtzach, part of Loisirtzach means that not only don't we kill, Klal Yisrael, besides the fact that they don't kill, the whole mitzias of Ritzicha is something which we have no shaykhas to. Ritzicha is a midr ra, and it's something that we despise, not only because we don't kill, because if we kill, then you know, you go to jail. The reason why we don't kill is because killing is against our midr. The same is with Loisignoiv, the same is with Loisinov. In other words, the Torah Kedoshah, when it was given, it wasn't only given as do's and don'ts. It's there to teach us. It's there to give us midas tovus. And therefore, this is what the Goyim said. The Goyim said, you want to give us Loisirtzach? Avada, we're not going to kill because it's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. And a Goy is killed if he's over on his Sheva Mitzvahs. But does that mean that we're going to despise Ritzicha? Does that mean that we're not going to wait for a moment where we can do Ritzicha? And there's the famous Arachaim HaKadosh in Parshas Re'eh, where the Arachaim HaKadosh says pshat on the Torah by Ira Nidachas, it says there that you have to hake sake, you have to kill out the whole city. And then the Torah finishes off, V'nosan l'cho rachamim v'richamcho. Says the Arachaim HaKadosh, why is the Torah adding V'nosan l'cho rachamim? So he says, the famous words, that someone that kills, even because he's an executioner and the government, that's his job, he says the Arachaim HaKadosh, that the beteva, they become rotzchen, and they develop a taiva and a law for a tzicha. He says that the Torah tells us that even though I'm giving you a mitzvah of killing out an entire city, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't allow that you should become achzorim. And the Arachaim adds that he says he personally knows the execution. He can say a story, he says, about the executioners of the king who are mamash rotzchem and they love the Indian of Ritzicha. And there's the famous story with Arachaim HaKadosh who was, they sentenced him to death when he was still in Morocco, and Lamaise, that they threw him into the pit there with the lions, and he wasn't killed. And there's a story that the Arachaim HaKadosh himself lived through. But what do we see from there? We see from there that by the Goyim, even though killing is something which is against society, but if that is what the government wants, it doesn't mean anything. So he becomes a Ritzeach. Masha'en came by us, even if we have to do it reluctantly, we have to do it. The Torah gives us haftocha that it won't affect us, and v'nosan l'charachamim. So this is what the Torah Kedoshah, when the Torah gave us loisirtzach, it's not only loisirtzach, what you can do. It also means that the etzem metzias of retzicha is something which is totally foreign to us. And this is all part of what a person has to work on himself. A person has to become taka, that this should be taka, part of what he is. Now, b'negeya b'inyan of milchemes hayetzer, because as we're trying to explain, that a person, it's not only enough that a person should become reactive, which means that if there's a problem, the Yetzirah comes, you have to react. But the Torah is telling us that kiseitze l'amelchom aloivecho, which means that you have to be proactive. Chodesh Elul, if we look in the Mata Ephraim says that in Chodesh Elul, a person has to be boidik. He has to check around and see where does he need a tikkun, and that is being proactive and trying to find places where the Yetzirah is there in order to be able to eradicate the Yetzirah. Now, this inyan, Be'etzem, there's a very interesting goin. The goin in Amasecht HaSukkah, he's medayik, a very interesting deer. The Gemara says, Amar Rish Lakish, Yitzra Shalodam is Gabra Olof Kolyon. Shenemar, Tsoifer Rosh Al Atzadik, and Bavakish Lamisoi, the Pasuk in Tilim. The Lule Akadish Barcha Oizer says, Rish Lakish, Eina Yocholoi Shenemar, Hashem Lo Yazvenu Biyodim. Fred the Goyen, a very interesting kasha. He says azoi, b'derech klal, when the Gemara gives us a drash on a pasuk, so we don't see it in the pasuk, and here the Gemara comes and says, I will give you pshat in the pasuk. So says the Goyen. In the first part of the Gemara, of Yitzre Shalodam Izgabra Olof Kolyoin, Shenemar Tzoyfer Oshal Atzadik, we understand what Rish Lakish is adding. Because if you look in the pasuk, Tzoyfer Oshal Atzadik, so we don't know who the Rosh is. And therefore, Rish Lakish says, you know who this Rosh is. This Rosh is the Yetzer Hara, Yitzer Shel Odom Mizgabra Olof Kolyon. But, Freg the Goin, the Hemshech HaPosuk, of Lulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Eino Yocholoi, Shenemar Hashem Lo Yazvenu Biyodoi, L'choyre, this is what the Posuk says. Once we know that Tzoyfer Rosh Al Atzadik goes on the Yetzer Hara, then what's Rish Lakish adding by telling us Hashem Lulei Kadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Eino Yocholoi Shenemar Hashem Lo Yazvenu Biyodoi. That's what the pasuk says. Says the Goyin a Gevaldi Gezach. What does Hashem Lo Yazvenu Biyodoi mean? So the Goyin says azoi. A person avada he needs Siyata Deshmaya in order to be able to conquer the Yitzhar. However, at what point does Kaveyochol the Ezra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kick in, says the Goyen, unless a person did his utmost, and he mamash did everything that he can, and he's in a matzev of, that he can't anymore, there's no Ezra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we know that? Says the Goyen, because it doesn't say Hashem Yazvenu. It doesn't say Hashem Yazvenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him, Yazvenu. It says Hashem Lo Yazvenu Biyodoi. What does the Yazvenu Biyodoi mean? That the Yetzer Hara is about to capture the person, Hashem lo yazvenu biyodo, he won't allow that he should catch him. Which means, says the Goyen, that in order for us to be able to have the Siyata Dishmaya of Lulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Eino Yocholoi, we have to do our utmost and we have to be in a matzev of Hashem lo yazvenu biyodo. Which on the one hand, is a gewaldige mechayev, on the other hand, it's a gewaldige haftocha. But in order for a person to have the siyata d'shmaya, we have to do our utmost. And this is what the Torah is telling us, with kiseitze l'amelchom aloivecho, that a person has to understand that it has to be, you have to be proactive. What does kiseitze l'amelchom aloivecho mean? It doesn't say that when the oyev will come upon you, it says kiseitze l'amelchom aloivecho, which means you have to be proactive. You have to do yours, and it's not enough for you to sit back and say, when the Yetzer will come, I will do mine. I'll be reactive to the problem of the Yetzer. That is not the way it works. The way it works according to the Goyen is only you are the one that's proactive, you're going out. And you're trying to find the ways and the places where the Yetzer is there. Then, when you do yours, and the Son of Hashem Alekecha Biyadecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it over into your hands. So this is a Gevaldige Yesoid, and especially Chodesh Elul, because as we said, Chodesh Elul is a time, a whole year, when there's a Yetzer, you have to do something about it. But Chodesh Elul, you have to go out and try to find the Bitkei HaBayis and find the places where the Yetzer is Shoilet and try to conquer him. And when a person does his, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us, that we'll be able to conquer him and to slowly but surely, one thing at a time, be able to be miskaber on the Yetzirah. And Be'ezus Hashem, with that avoida, will be zoicha to exibe v'chasim atoiva lonu l'chol Yisrael.